Hey, this is Leon DePria, the founder of Encounter Churches, and you are listening to Encounter Now Podcast. I hope this message inspires you, empowers you, and builds your spirit. Enjoy. Welcome to Encounter Now Podcast. And it's so good to have you with us again this morning and for me to be with you. Listen, this morning is going to be an excellent podcast, and we are busy actually with the season 40 days of prayer and consecration. So I want to touch on the subject of prayer this morning. We're going to look into 7 reasons for unanswered prayer. I'm going to say it again, 7 reasons why your prayer may not be answered. So many people have asked me the question, or they say they pray, they study the word, they fast, they give, but they don't see results. I might just turn it to 8 reasons for an unanswered prayer this morning. So get ready. We're going to get into it right now. 8 reasons for unanswered prayer in your life. 8 reasons why God, I don't want to say God doesn't answer prayer, but prayer is not being answered. Let me first start off right away to explain to somebody that God does not answer prayer. I'm going to say it again. God does not answer prayer. God sits on His throne. He grants prayer, petitions that are coming to His throne, being carried to His throne by angels. And then He causes angels to move swiftly to believers to bring answers of prayers. So God has messengers. What I mean by God doesn't answer prayer, He doesn't physically get up from His throne and come and do something. He is rested, seated. From the 7th day, He rested and He never got up from His throne. And you know why He doesn't get up from His throne? If He would, somebody would take it. Okay, because Lucifer had a free will in heaven, it doesn't mean the other angels does not have a free will in heaven. So those are apologetics we can get into. But let's get to 8 reasons why prayer is unanswered. Number one, we forget the details. Let me say it like this. Number one, we forget to be specific. You see, when we pray, we ask God for something, but we forget to be specific. If my child tells me they want a car, and I buy them a car, but it's not the car they want, it might be even a car they hate, and I will simply say, but you never told me to what car you want. You know, the Bible says in James chapter number 4, verse 3, that we ask and we receive not, because we ask amiss, that we may consume it upon our own lusts. Before we get to the own lusts, let me just stop with amiss. We ask amiss. Amiss simply means to miss the mark, to not be detailed, not be specific. So I want to encourage you, the first key to unanswered prayer, first reason why our prayers are not answered is we lose the specification, we lose the details that God has for or that is required for our prayers to be answered. So the next time you pray, when you get on your knees, your prayer list, put to detail exactly what you want, to what color, to what it is, exactly to the detail, so that God can answer your prayer. You know, it's like a restaurant when we order and we don't exactly say what we want, an order can't be received. God requires details. And that is why I put James chapter number 4, verse number 3. The second reason for unanswered prayer is wrong motives. Wrong motives. James 4, verse 3 says, you ask, but you receive not, because you ask amiss, so that you may consume and use it upon your own lusts. Many times we pray according to our own lusts and desires. God, please give me this Lamborghini. Please give me $1 million. Please give me this. It's all lusts of the flesh. Pride of life, the lust of the eyes. God is not going to answer that. So we ask amiss. The third key for prayer not to be answered in our life is when we have idolatry in our hearts. I'm going to say it again. When we have idolatry in our hearts, that idolatry doesn't have to be a God we bow down before. It can be sports. It can be something, anything that has priority before God. Do you work on a Sunday? Do you go to church on a Sunday or not? Or do you work on a Sunday? I always say to anybody, if somebody comes to me and say that's such a great breakthrough in a job and they have to work 7 days a week or they have to work on a Sunday to get the money in, it is not the blessing of God. And I'm very strict on that. You know, Ezekiel 14 verse 1 says these words, says, then there came a certain of the elders of Israel to me and sat before me. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Saying to the prophet Ezekiel, the Lord was saying to the prophet Ezekiel, these men have idolatry in their heart. Why should I answer them? They come and inquire of you as a prophet, but I'm not answering them. The fourth key, fourth reason as to why our prayer is unanswered. When we keep sin in our hearts, and I want to use a different word for it. I want to say, when we keep sin in our subconscious. You see, the Bible says that the blood has come to cleanse our conscience from dead works. Our subconscious and our conscience. When our conscience is not cleansed by the blood, that is where the devil has power over us. Sin has power over us. And because that guilt, we cannot get to the throne with confidence. Isaiah chapter number 59, Isaiah chapter number 59 says the following, verse 1, it says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. King David said in the book of Psalms, he said, because I have hidden your word in my heart, I have not sinned against you. Now, if we take those two scriptures, we understand. I can have sin in my heart or I can have the word in my heart. When I have sin in my heart, it separates me from God. Like Isaiah just said, it says, your iniquities have separated you between you and your God. And your sins have hidden his face from you. The reason you cannot see God's face or hear his voice or speak to him or have an intimate relationship is when we have hidden a sin in our heart. Hide the word of God in your heart so that sin can depart. Let's get to the fifth key, a fifth reason for an unanswered prayer. It's what I call is offense, a heart full of offense, an unforgiving spirit. Let me say a heart of offense. The Bible says in the book of Mark 11 verse 25, it says, and when you stand praying, forgive, for if you ought against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive your trespasses. Meaning, forgive someone else. Forgive those who have anything that you have anything against. So that your Heavenly Father will forgive you. Don't carry an offense in your heart against anyone. Offenses will separate you from God. It'll allow Him to turn a deaf ear to your prayer. Offense. You know, let's get to the sixth reason for an unanswered prayer. It's what I call mistreatment of family members, mistreatment of husbands or wives or children. When you treat your family members bad. You know, 1 Peter 3 verse 7 says, likewise, husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto your wife as unto the weaker vessel and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers will not be hindered. Wow. You know, if my wife and I have an argument, not even a fight, just an argument, or I have something in my heart, I cannot preach, I cannot reach God, I cannot speak to Him, and I feel I have to deal with that and settle that immediately before I can even get to God. And that's exactly what His Word is saying. I still have two keys left. We're just on the sixth one right now. I still have two reasons left. But just before I go on, if you enjoy this podcast, I want to ask you to please write a comment below. Tell me, what is your prayer request? Because I go into the comments, I will answer every comment personally. I was on a bit of a break, so I'll be coming back into the podcast more regularly. And I want you to comment below if you're on Podbean. Tell me your prayer request. Tell me if you enjoy this podcast or not, like it. I want to ask you if you're on any other podcast platform, please rate us. Share this podcast with your family, with your friends on social media, on Facebook. Let's get it trending. We have over 1,000 downloads every day on our podcast. So, you know, I hope you're blessed by this. And if you like our ministry, you can always just find us on Google at leondepria.com or encounterchurch.co.za. But let me carry on with the two extra the two remaining reasons for why prayer is not answered. Remember, I said to you eight reasons for unanswered prayer. The seventh reason why prayer is not answered is a lack of generosity, a lack of giving. A person with closed hands. Proverbs 21 verse 13 says the following. It says, Whoso closes his ears at the cry of the poor, he shall cry himself, but he shall not be heard. If you want God to hear your prayers, give to the poor. Let me get to the eighth reason for unanswered prayer. It is simply having no faith, a lack of faith. Matthew 9 verse 29 says, then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, so be it unto you. Jesus touched their eyes and said, according to your faith, so be it unto you. Eight reasons for unanswered prayer. Number one, we ask amiss. We don't ask detailed. Number two, we speak wrong motives. Number three, we have idolatry in our life. Number four, we're carrying offense and sin in our, or let me say sin in our hearts. Number five, we carry offense in our hearts and our unforgiving spirit. Number six, we mistreat family members. Number seven, a lack of generosity and giving an open hand. And number eight, we don't have faith. Very simple, we lack faith. God answers us according to our faith. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Follow our ministry on leonaprayer.com, encounterchurch.co.za. You can follow us on YouTube, our videos, everything is on there. And I want to encourage you, if you listened up until now, go and enroll into our international online ministry school, which is accredited through Transworld Accreditation and Commission, and also Theropon University in the United States. It is called Global School of Ministry. So you can go to gsom.tv, globalschoolofministry.tv. Can't wait to see you there. See you tomorrow morning. God bless you.